It's time to talk arts in northern Minnesota. Katie Marshall is the director of the McCroskey Art Center. She joins us the first Friday of the month to get us rolling on what's going on in northern Minnesota. It's the first Friday in June, which must mean it is just jam-packed.
Yeah, it's definitely hopping. We've got a great forecast, too.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So what's going on?
Well, at Brood Awakenings, their featured artist this month is Matt Maves, and he has some geometric digital mandalas on display. And local singer-songwriter Michaela Smith and her friends will be playing music there. Brood's open until 6:30 on First Friday. They always have a dinner special and complimentary coffee and cookies. Over at Central School, there's a lot going on. Outside of the school, in the parking lot, and in on First Avenue there, they're closing the streets, and the Austin Healy Club of Minnesota is having their Rendezvous Vintage Sports Car Show.
Ooh.
So there's going to be cars lined up everywhere, and they have a voting for the, you can vote for your favorite auto by, so they're going to have Austin Healy's, but also Jaguars, Morgans, Triumphs, and other sports cars. And so a dollar ballot can go into a bucket at each car, and all the proceeds from the voting will go to the local Boy Scout troop.
Wow.
So that's,
could I bring my Prius? You think anybody would vote for me?
Just pull in alongside, see what happens.
Like KXC, you get a couple bumper bucks. Sticker? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So that'll be outside. Lots of activity outside. Beautiful day for that. And then inside the school, up on the third floor, the artists and residents have a lot of different artists featured up there this month. Mary Corwin and David Dobbs and Annie Humphrey have been artists in residence there for a little while, and they will be up there, or their work will be at least. And then two new artists, Brittany Benson and Chelsea Johnson, are starting in the loft, and they may have some things up there as well to check out. So up on the third floor, you can find the artists in residence. Beauty and Bliss is going to be hosting local jewelry artist Anita Furman, and True North is hosting Mark Spoden, who's a local artist. He'll be showing his canvas paintings, sculptures, and painted antlers. Then across the street, we've got Colin Clough at Bender's Shoes showing his wood carvings, primarily birds. He's a great carver, so he's self-taught, and we'll be showing his work there at Bender's. And at the Lake & Co., they have another Meet the Brewer event. Their guest brewers this month are from Canal Park Brewery. And all the proceeds from their free will guided tasting will go to the United Way Community Fund. And they're also celebrating their grand reopening, or grand opening, I guess, this week with prizes, discounts, and snacks. That's at the Lake & Co. And then Stained Glass with Class is going to be hosting Jen Pearson with creations by Jen and her handmade jewelry that are all going to be summer and beach themed.
Since better be.
Now we're now in the season. Yes, it's officially.
Do you ever get time to get over, get next door and try the beer? I bet you don't.
Honestly, I haven't. I think it every time, like, oh, I'll just hop up. I mean, I can't even get next door. I mean, I always think that maybe I'll go check out one of these other things that are happening for First Friday.
Not
but
chance, huh?
Not happening, but it's you have to kind of elbow your way in because it's a pretty popular stop, the beer tasting. Mm-hmm. So we also have, let's see, Project Carefree Clinic is going to be hosting Patty Farrell, who is a New Orleans native and is going to be, but is now up here, a resident up here in northern Minnesota. And she used to be one of the Central School artists in residence, and she will be showing her colorful, fun, funky, and bold acrylics on canvas. Wings and Willows is hosting local artist Doran Newton, and he does scroll saw art and with bandsaw jewelry boxes, wood plaques, and lots of other things made out of wood, so you can check out his talents at Wings and Willows. Lake Lover Vintage is in a new location. They're on the corner of Highway 169 and 3rd Street, and they will be celebrating their first Friday in that location. They'll be having ABCs of Quilting demonstrating some of their patterns that are now available at Lake Lover, and they'll have treats by Boondocks, which is another great local artisan. And at Frame Up, Tammy and Rick from Tamarick Designs will have their jewelry on display, and Joanne Heikela will be playing the dulcimer. Then finally, at the VFW, there's going to be a really great show tonight. We've got some world-class musicians all coming together in Grand Rapids, Minnesota at the VFW. Tim Klipphaus from the Netherlands will be playing violin. Chris Lomheim will be on piano. He's from the Twin Cities. And Jay Epstein as well from the Twin Cities on drums. So they'll be joining the regular Sam and Friends band from 7 to 10 at the VFW.
Is there enough room for all of them up on that stage?
Well, it'll be a little cozy, but, the piano is already there, so that's, and Tim probably will stand as a violin player. He may sit, but, yeah, they'll fit. They're fine.
I love watching Jay on drums.
I know. Yes.
Amazing.
He's an artist. To watch him play is really fun. So that is the walk, And then, of course, at McCrosty, I didn't get to us yet, but we have some things happening there, too.
Yeah, what's going on?
So we have two new exhibits, as usual, for the month. In our McCrosty Gallery, Leah Yellowbird will be featured, and a lot of people are familiar with her work. She used to be one of the Central School Artists in Residence as well, and she does the extremely detailed paintings, but also beadwork. She has some beadwork, and then she has some other pieces where she has her designs printed on fabric, and so she's made some chairs and some other pieces, so it's going to be a whole multimedia exhibit of her work.
And yeah, her work is tremendous. And really, she's always thinking, too.
Yes, she's got a lot of new directions that she's going all the time, so it's fun to see it.
And it's intricate. I mean, she's right up, when she does her painting, she's like literally right above it, and then everything's a dot.
Oh, that's
not everything, but a lot of her stuff is there.
Pointillism. Yes.
Pointillism, and then what I like, and I don't know if it's encouraged at this exhibit, but because she has a piece in the What's Left exhibit, she encourages people to touch it.
Yes.
And it's like therapeutic to lightly rub your hand.
She does let people and encourage people to touch her work. And she actually, some of her beaded pieces, she doesn't have behind glass because she wants people to be able to touch them.
So. Hmm. Yeah, it's therapy in itself.
Yep.
So she's all right.
She's one of the artists, and she'll be there tonight. And then our other artist, Megan Sullivan, does figurative ceramic sculptures. She is originally from Boston, but is now at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin. So her work will be on display as well. And she'll be, so we'll have artist talks at 6 p.m. with both artists. We have live music by Olivia Skaya from 4 to 6. And The Ground Round is providing our food this evening. So they're our reception sponsor.
Wow.
The other exhibitor, I'm sorry, yes. they're sculptures, right?
Yes.
Just heads?
They're not mostly, all head? They're heads and torsos for the most part. Not, I don't think there's any that are full body, but yeah, they're mostly heads, face, a lot of faces, expressions. And it's all sort of about relationship and our, you know, people's relationship to the world, to each other. They're sort of, they interact a little bit with each other. Some of the sculptures do.
All right.
You know, John, you mentioned What's Left. It's on display close to our listening area, right? It's in Little Falls?
Yeah, it's in Little Falls. Yep, it's been up for a month there, and it'll continue for another month at Great River Arts in Little Falls. And they have their opening tomorrow from 12 to 3 for that exhibit, plus another one that's in their space, so... It's a beautiful space, and it's a great art center, too, to check out.
And it's a community that's had some struggles with suicide.
Which is like probably every community,
I think we all have, yeah.
Wow. Lots going on. If you need more information, you can always call us, 800-662-5799, or go to grandrapidsarts.org.
When you check your Fitbit on First Fridays, do you put in more miles than normal days?
I probably do. I do a lot more walking. I was just checking the time to see if I could put in one plug for our call for artists.
Yes,
of course.
We have our juried show coming up in August, and we're still accepting applications for that, as well as proposals for our 2018 exhibits. Those are both due June 15th.
So what does that mean? It's a juried show. People have to pay a certain amount to have one or two pieces?
Yes, you can. It's $20 fee, and you can enter up to two pieces in either 2D or 3D. So if you happen to work in both mediums, you could, in theory, enter four pieces.
Okay.
And then our juror this year is Marva Harms, who is a local painter, and she will be reviewing every submission and selecting the ones that will be in the show.
And I just want to be clear on this. When she does the selection, she does it off the images, correct?
Yep. We also provide some information about dimensions and medium, because sometimes that doesn't always come through in the image, you know, the size of the piece that might make a difference. But so we provide that information, but there's no names or any other identifying.
Yeah, so don't just go find an old Polaroid in a landfill and take a picture. You got to take a good picture.
Yes, having a quality image is very important.
All right.
Let us know if you need more information, or you can go to mccrostyartcenter.org. Have a great First Friday, Katie.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll talk about what's going on in Ely. We'll also hear what's happening in Bemidji, Brainerd, and Bagley later this hour.
It's the morning show on Northern Community Radio. We're heading up to Ely. We're going to Ely, right?
We're going to talk to
Molly Olson. Molly is en route. But she's safe, she said.
Okay, we get a chance to check in with Molly to find out all the things going on, and there are a lot at the Ely Folk School. Molly, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So what's June going to be like there?
Well, June is going to be hopping. We have some fun things going on. First of all, the Great American Canoe Festival is next weekend. It's the 10th, 11th, 12th, I guess, or... Maybe it's the 9th, 10th, 11th, the weekend dates. And it's featuring tons of events at Seymour's Beach. And the Ely Folk School we'll have presents at the beach. We'll have a booth, and we have our awesome Birch Bark Canoe project has already started this year. And so we'll have our fabulous instructor, Eric Simula, there. There are going to be rides offered. If you want to paddle an authentically built Birch Bark Canoe, you can do that. And I think the fee for a ride is like $10. And then that's just for a short one. If you want a longer ride, you pay a little more. And then also we will have our grand reopening of our new kitchen project, which is just really cool. We have a teaching kitchen now, and I think I talked about that before.
Yeah.
It's done. We've had some classes cut out of there already. We had wild edibles and patuzza making and pasty making. And so that'll be really fun. The kitchen will be there, and I'll be there. So if you want to see me, come on down. and there are classes going on as well. You can find out more about all of our awesome classes on our website, which is back up. We had a little issue. It was down.
Oh, gosh.
So we apologize if anybody was looking for stuff. It was kind of hard to navigate. It was right around the time of the big virus that was going around.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Hey, I'm...
And we don't know, you know, I don't know if that was connected, but it was, you know how it is.
Yes.
People depend on that web presence now.
Hey, Molly, I want to hear more about these the cooking classes, because I see a photo of apple strudel and a pot pie for classes.
Oh, yes. So the apple strudel class is amazing. The instructor, Mary Louise Eisenhower, she's kind of our kitchen guru, and she specializes in those, you know, sort of traditional, regional, cultural baked goods. And the apple strudel is fabulous. And they do, you know, they pull it out and roll it out so it's super thin. And they layer these, you know, delectable layers with butter and thinly sliced apples. And she gives a lot of historical information as she's teaching. And so it's just really fascinating. She's a wonderful teacher, wonderful person. So that's a great class. And then the pasty class she also teaches, and that's a slightly different method, you know, because pasty dough is more of, you know, cut in, and it should be just gently worked. You know, you want it to be really tender, and so that is really, I mean, that's a regional thing as well. So, and she also does patuzza, which, you know, a lot of people love to eat patuzza, but they don't know how to make it.
Yeah.
So it's just a great opportunity to learn some of those traditional, you know, dishes.
You've also, it looks like you've got some music coming up, too.
Yes. Let's see. We have, well, I think we have a dance coming up in August, and the selected band has not been chosen yet, and I don't even think the information is out there on the website, but we are going to have a fun square dance with our canoe country traditions. We have another canoe focused weekend coming up in August, and that's August 11th and 12th, I think, same kind of time frame. And those classes are going to be focused on, you know, specialty classes, basically working around that birch bark canoe, and also some portaging, some paddle racing classes. So that's something different. You know, you might know how to paddle really well just for a trip, but do you know the strategies if you want to do a race?
Ah,
so Lynn-Ann Vesper is teaching those classes, and she is a very experienced paddler and guide, and she's a great teacher too. So, yeah, some great things coming up. And we have, you know, later in the summer, I believe that same weekend, we have flint napping and antler basketry.
Whoa.
Which sounds really cool. And then Carrie Lambertson is going to be there in August to teach paddle making as well.
I'm also seeing Diane Jarvie in a Finnish music concert and film
up. I forgot about the midsummer concert. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So we have Diane Jarvie is a local musician, and she's going to come, and then we'll also have the Ely Finnish Choir. So kind of a Finnish featured weekend. If you love the Finnish culture like I do, I'm a wannabe Finn. I mean, you know, my name is Olsen, so I don't really have any luck, but I would love to be like, you know, Hautamäki or something cool like that. And Finnish culture is just fascinating. And so there'd be a ton of activities just, you know, kind of focused all around the Finnish culture. And I think I actually was a camp counselor to one of Diane Jarvie's relatives at some point. So that's kind of a cool connection. And that should be a really great weekend as well.
Sounds great.
Well, you can find all this information on the now working website, elifolkschool.org. So it should be great. Molly, good as always to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. We'll talk about the arts going on in Bemidji and Brainerd and Bagley coming up next, Area Voices with Katie Carter.
Hey, this is Katie in Bemidji. I am reporting on the First Friday events that are going on in Bemidji and also going to touch on some things going on in Brainerd and Bagley. So in Bemidji, first of all, across the whole listening area, it's such a great day today to get out and check out the arts in your town. So I encourage people to get out, move your legs, get some oxygen exchange going on and celebrate the arts. At Dunn Brothers in Bemidji tonight, it kicks off their June show featuring manager Melissa Van Asdam. She'll be displaying her watercolor prints that feature her staff. And the show is called Barista Blurbs. In addition to a colorful watercolor of each of her staff, Melissa's including a word bubble that tells each viewer a little tidbit about the barista depicted in the art. And if you've never seen Melissa's work, I'm personally recommending heading to Dunn Brothers to check it out. She always blows me away in a really good way. So that's Dunn Brothers. That's at the south end of Lake Bemidji. And I will remind people that the Watermark Art Center is still housed in its temporary location at 516 Beltrami Avenue in downtown Bemidji. Their future art space is well under construction, and it's looking really exciting at the construction site right now. There's a giant hole out front, so not sure what's going on, but a lot of action. That said, tonight from 2 to 6, stop by their temporary space to check out kind of a potpourri of local fine art, including basketry, textile art, pottery, mixed media collage, photography, jewelry, and more. If you stop by tonight between 2 and 6, that's at 516 Beltrami at their temporary location, you get a free t-shirt. And I have to think that since it's designed by an arts group, it must be a cool t-shirt, so check them out. Gallery North will be featuring showcase artist Virgine Terrell from 4 to 6 tonight. Virgine is a mixed media artist who focuses a lot on mosaic work. She's a photographer who takes images of the natural world and then transforms those images into mosaic art. She received the Emerging Artist Grant from Region 2 Arts Council this year, allowing her to travel to Tyler, Texas to study under mosaic artist Cassie Edmonds. And so her show should be pretty fantastic. And also on display will be art from the Gallery North members, including jewelry, sculptures, paintings, ethnic arts, and more. And they also have a new location. They're at 310 4th Street, still in downtown Bemidji. The least of these, Fair Trade and Homemade Gift Shop, is hosting a unique First Friday art event tonight. It's their art and acoustics event from 5 to 7. They're opening a new upstairs art studio, and they'll have live music provided by Suzanne Barbconnect. United Methodist Church is on the art walk tonight. They'll be showcasing new sanctuary paintings by Michael DeWitt. And Michael DeWitt is a Bemidji-based artist whose pieces that really have some beautiful whimsy to them. And these particular paintings are a surrealistic series, and it's metaphorical, addressing spiritual issues. And that's at the United Methodist Church, which is in downtown Bemidji, too. The Beltrami County Historical Society has a temporary exhibit commemorating the 100th anniversary of the United States' entry into World War I. They'll have artifacts, memorabilia, photographs, apparel, and other documentation that traces the steps that led into the United States' entrance into World War I. You can check that out tonight from 6 to 8. The Rail River Folk School is hosting its First Friday Fest, and that begins at 7 o'clock tonight and will go well into the evening hours. Their First Friday Fest is a performance event where musicians will be playing and artists will be creating, and it's just kind of a magical time. So check out the Rowe River Folk School starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Also in Bemidji, the new Sculpture Walk sculptures are out all over town, and it's really a fun time to be working downtown because the collection is just really powerful and vibrant this year, and it's been a real joy to drive to work each day and check those out. So I encourage people to take a walk around town. It's beautiful weather. Why not be outside and check out those sculptures and then pop into all these places that have First Friday events going on. Over in Brainerd, the Crossing Arts Alliance, which is housed in the Franklin School over in Brainerd, they have a second Saturday event going on over there, but today on the First Friday, they're kicking off a show that they're calling it Salute to the Arts, and they're featuring more than 20 artists in the Brainerd Lakes area, which should be fantastic. The show will go on throughout the month, but the kickoff is tonight from 5 to 7. They'll have lighted sculptures, paintings, photography, pottery, woodworking, and a lot more. And again, that's going on through the month of June, so if you can't get over there tonight, definitely stop by during June. And if you're over in Brainerd listening, check out the Crossing Arts Alliance. If you've never been there, you're missing out. And, I talked to Don Leffler from the Farm by the Lake over in Bagley last week during the morning show. And starting next Sunday, every Sunday throughout the summer, they're going to be having a free concert at Farm by the Lake. So that will start out on June 11th. I'm pretty sure it's June 11th, next Sunday. So starting next Sunday and every Sunday from then on out throughout the summer, head on over to Farm by the Lake for some live music. So much going on in northern Minnesota in the arts world. It's just a fantastic time to be living up here. So go out and give your eyes some candy. That's my report from Bemidji.